Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Where are you now?
Oh, I forgot to turn the bed down.
Where are you now, Lachlan, VO person for this intro? I hope you're doing all right. Hello, you're listening to the 95BFM Small Top 10. I'm Amelia, and tonight I'm joined by Annabelle. Hello.
Kia ora.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm happy to be here. I hope Lachlan's okay.
I think he's a lawyer. I think he's doing well.
Oh, right. He's quite good.
Come for a visit, Lachlan. So, I'm sure you'll be a familiar voice to a lot of the listeners already, but would you like to tell the uninitiated a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, can do. If you were listening this morning, I did the Wednesday Morning Glory, yeah. And I also make music videos for sports team, and I'm the assistant editor at Under the Radar.
That's a pretty cool set of things. That's an impressive resume.
This is my segue.
Yeah, would you like to introduce the topic of your small top 10 tonight?
Tonight, Amelia, I'm going to be counting down my top 10 jobs I've had. And I want to clarify, these are definitely not all the jobs I've had. And I'm not including jobs I currently have.
Okay. What kind of criteria are we looking at? So these are like your 10 dreamiest dream jobs, or?
No, I've sort of gone for jobs that are, I don't know, I have actually something interesting to say about them. I think, yeah, my 10, 9, 8-ish are sort of jobs I did, weren't great. Okay. But we're still kind of in the top 10 for the experience. And then the top 5, I'd say, are like, yeah, jobs I really loved.
I'm very intrigued. Let's get into it.
10.
So number 10 in 2016, I was hired to do a commentary for a live stream of the Lantern Parade, which is...
Wait, what? What do you mean commentary for the Lantern Parade? Like horse racing commentary?
Yeah, I guess so, but I was following along the parade. This was an event for Kids Fest in Christchurch.
Okay.
I was incredibly inexperienced, and just before the live stream started with, you know, a big fancy camera, yeah, like... I had a big fancy mic. I was very nervous. And this is like an hour long thing, by the way. The cameraman / producer said to me, oh no, I asked him, I said, you know, I'm like, how often do I have to talk? I can just like talk every now and again, right? And he goes, I mean, I wouldn't be quiet for any longer than 10 seconds. And then he was like, 5, 4.
But what do you say about... forgive me the lantern community, but I don't really understand what you, like, Graham coming up with a big, bright, colourful lantern.
Pretty much.
It's shaped like a fish. Love to see that.
Yeah, and I was like, yep, kind of just talking about the lanterns I was seeing and giving a little bit of, like, history of the route that we were going down.
Okay, well, that's good.
And, yeah, but at the very end, like, the most important part... And the like finale of the parade was the steel pan drummers, and that was like the last thing that I had to get and had to like get that on the screen and talk about it. And I got lost in the crowd. And I heard the steel pan drummers in the distance, and I was kind of like, oh, there they are. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Oh no!
And then they edited it down to put it online, and they just basically cut me out of it, which was fair enough, and I'm glad they did.
That's quite a tragic ending. Do you did you learn any kind of interesting lantern facts that you can share with us, maybe we can use to impress our friends or estranged family members when we finally see them again?
Yeah, you know what, tell them that anyone can make a lantern. Even they really can.
That's inspiring. I like that.
You just have to get these like these bendy sticks, soak them in water, and get some glue. You can make anything, any shape.
I'm going to find out where to get these bendy sticks from later. In the meantime...
Just Google bendy sticks.
9.
Number 9. This one sounds boring, but it's not that boring. It's also a bit tragic. In 2012, I had a brief summer job at my cousin's accounting firm.
Yeah, that's that doesn't. I want. Yeah, I don't. How was that?
It involved me basically transferring all of their information and all of the stuff, like scanning everything and putting all these things in, like, digitally, because they didn't have anything on. I don't know. Yeah.
Still not. I'm still not really getting why it's number 9.
It's not good. It was I like multiple times turned up very hungover.
Yeah.
One time I went after my year 13 ball and I had barely slept.
Oh,
and
no.
I went and slept in my car on my lunch break. One time I had like a falling out with a friend and I broke down in tears and just like stormed out of the office and didn't come back until the next day.
I love the idea of the people at this accounting firm who that's how they know you.
Absolutely.
You're sleeping in the car crying, girl.
Yeah, and when after I stormed out the next day, I came back with chocolate bars for everyone. And yeah, I kind of had a solid lunch almost every day of like a cheese and red onion sandwich from the nearby bakery. Awful.
I feel like I've gotten a little bit of insight into, I don't know, lots of things there. Like life. Learned a little something about experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
8.
Number 8.
8 is 2 different stints I did working at Icefest. Icefest is a... it's biennial, is every 2 years.
Okay.
Festival in Christchurch that's celebrating Antarctica, because... And that's why it's called Icefest.
Letting you behind the curtain a little bit, listeners. Annabelle said, if I talk about anything from Christchurch that people aren't going to know about, you have to, like, get me to explain it. I wasn't expecting, like, a biennial Antarctica festival.
Yeah.
I guess I thought I knew Christchurch, but maybe I don't.
No, clearly not.
No.
Yeah. Icefest is huge. I worked there for 2 festivals in a row, and it was great because I honestly didn't have a lot to do. I got free food, I got all these food tokens, and the first year I did it, I got to do the coat check for the fancy opening night, and I got to take Mike McRobert's suitcase.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah, that's lovely. It was the first time I met him, yeah.
The first time?
Mm.
Is he going to pop up in another job story? Or?
No, actually, no. No, he won't.
Okay,
no.
All right. Some things are better left a mystery.
Mm.
Is that everything with Icefest? I was kind of expecting a horrible twist.
Well, I could go on about it. A lot of it is mainly me whinging.
Was it cold?
Yes, but it's funny because the first year that I worked on it, it was in Hagley Park. And so it was on like grass.
That's a park in Christchurch.
Yeah, a very big park.
Just letting everyone know.
If you are a fan of Parks and Rec, you'll notice that the map at the start of the show is the map of Christchurch and it has Hagley Park in the middle. But
that's
it's called something else.
Okay.
Yeah. the first year I did it, it was on the grass. There was like this incredible big dome for events and like talks, lectures, and there was an ice skating rink, and there was like cool people walking around with like these neon penguin things on their backs. There was cool stuff to do. And then the next year I did it, it was like on a kind of empty lot near the square.
No.
So there's a lot of concrete and gravel.
Icefest downgrade.
And the first time I'd done it, I'd like done it with heaps of my friends, and the second time I didn't really know anyone, and I just spent most of my day, like, there was a quiz that kids could do. They go around all of the different displays and answer questions, and they were just so bad at it. And they'd come... it made me so mad, and they'd come back with their parents, and you know, I was there with like the stickers and the prizes, and I'd look at their thing and I'd be like, I don't know, I think you could do better than this, because they've just like drawn a squiggle on it, and then the parents like, give them the prize, just give them.
Oh my god!
I was like, this isn't fair. Some kids have done very well. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. The disappointing sequel.
Yeah, I think. Oh, yeah, and I also at the second one, one of my main responsibilities was to refill the photo booth with photo things, which was quite stressful because every time I felt like I forgot how to do it and there'd be a big line.
Do you have someone? We'll deal with the texts after the break.
Oh, no.
Seven.
Let's go on to number seven.
Right. Number seven. What have I done? Oh, number seven. This one has a lot of ups and downs. In 2018, I worked for Attitude Media, which is a production company that specializes in documentaries about disability and mental health.
Okay.
Which was overall really cool place to work.
That sounds really nice.
Yes,
so
it was
far.
A really cool place to work. I think, yeah, and they really threw me in the deep end, which I appreciated. Like, I think in my first week there, they sent me off to do the talent wrangling for a miniseries they were doing. And they're like, first thing, you have to go pick up Don from the ferry terminal because he's coming over from Waiheke. And Don, the sweetest man of all time, completely blind though. And I never met him. I didn't know what he looked like, but I knew he was going to be coming off the ferry and it was just me. At my
okay,
length.
And you can't hold up a sign.
No, and so I just kind of had to like look for the guy that could be Don. And I remember just sort of waiting
and just
really, really hoping he wasn't just walking past me, you know. And then eventually I saw a guy come off the boat and then sort of walk in the opposite direction, and they just ran after him, yelling, "Don, Don!"
Well, I'm glad you found Don in the end.
Yeah, and it was a really great experience. I got to meet lots of cool people, and I also discovered that it was my first and only full-time proper in the office job with like office culture.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Not the accounting one? Was that just part-time?
That was over a few weeks, and I was 18 and I was not part of the office. Whereas this was like proper job. I've got my own desk.
Ooh.
And I was, and I got to do some really cool stuff. But it also was where I discovered that I didn't want to work full-time doing social media. Oh. In a real office. It was such an office. Like, there was small talk when I went to get a cup of tea, and then someone would bring in some fudge and we'd all eat it. I don't know.
I mean... It doesn't sound like the end of the world, but I understand the kind of existential pain of that experience.
That's why it's sitting at seven.
It's hot in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I guess kind of warm in the middle.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think after this, things really get better.
All right.
I think that was my last sort of lukewarm one.
Okay, well, I'm excited to hear...
Six. What? Oh, no. I was like, do I say it? Did it
no,
say
I
it
did
before?
That on purpose. I wrote that.
Number six.
I did it on purpose to trick people, and it gets more funny for me every time.
Really?
And it people hate it.
Does it add to lots of people?
It's my favorite thing of the whole show is the bit where the number six has throat clearing and people try and talk over it and then they get embarrassed.
It worked.
I feel bad now.
No, I'm fine with it. I just like to be part of things.
Explaining it just makes me feel a bit cruel, but I do laugh about that every episode. You can go back and listen.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I will. So number six, in 2017, I worked at Nostalgia Festival, which is a yearly... You didn't know Nostalgia Festival?
What is Nostalgia Festival? What is it? Is it what it sounds like? Do people come with like Pokemon cards?
No. It's called Nostalgia Festival because it's like a one-day music festival, and it's at Fairymead Heritage Park in Christchurch.
Oh,
which
it's
is,
more Christchurch stuff. Okay.
Yeah. You sound so disappointed.
I'm disappointed in myself for not knowing anything about Christchurch. I mean, I've been there like upwards of twice.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe Thrice? Three or four times. Yeah.
But they, I was brought on for this festival to be the like overall bar manager for like all of the bars. You know,
big
it's
time.
Like, it's a pretty big, it's like a decent sized festival. There's like multiple stages. Like, you know, I think like last year, like the Beths played or something, you know, it's like, it's half decent and it's a really beautiful day. It's always like really sunny in February. They got me on and I was like, this was, I think I was 22 and I was quite surprised that they asked me to do it. Because I was like, that's an enormous responsibility for a 22-year-old. covering, like, yeah, I was responsible for their license not getting, like, revoked. Or them not getting a big fine.
But you said this was one of the more, like, the positive jobs.
I've gone on a real tangent.
Because this is sounding a little bit like something terrible is about to happen.
Oh, no,
I've got
no.
A lovely text saying, big ups the Southern Capital. And another one from lovely Breakfast Rachel. Love the Christchurch content, TBH.
Of course she does. The stakes positive turn because I think at some point they realised they'd made a mistake.
That's the positive
turn? It gets better. It gets better. So instead of, like, because they couldn't unhire me.
No.
They just hired another person to kind of do the job with me.
Okay.
And so what happened on the day is that I just kind of walked around and just checked on all the bars and was like, you guys good? Can I get you anything? Do you need some food? Do you need some more change? And the other person...
Now that's a dream job.
She was much more experienced than me. She was dealing with, like, the drunk people and the issues. And I just, you know, I still got paid for the job. And I just kind of wandered around. It was great.
Fantastic. On that note, we're going to take a break with a little bit of music. If you want to get in touch, text on 5395. Otherwise, you know, just chill out and enjoy some things. Sounds.
Number five.
Your number five tonight is Vanessa Worm with Tiny Revolutions. Just little ones.
Of you is a
You're tuned into the 95BFM Top 10, and that was Kiddo Kiddo Benito with It's Bug Snacks. I've become like vaguely obsessed with that song as the theme tune to a new, like the new PlayStation 5 game. I'm not going to buy a PlayStation 5, probably not going to play Bug Snacks,
but
I can't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. It's living in my head rent free.
Do you reckon in the game you're the bug or you're the bug snacks?
No, I've watched the trailer. The bug snacks are like little strawberries and like burgers that walk around and you eat them and they turn bits of your body into themselves. It's like very cutesy, but looks like it's probably like really grim dark, like as you progress the story.
Yeah, you're eating your friends?
They're like monsters. You travel to this island and it's like, oh, these fantastic things. You're a monster.
Oh no.
I'm not a shill for Sony, but if Sony would like me to be a shill, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me some money.
Sponsored by PlayStation.
Look how good I am. Ooh, it's on PC. We just got a message saying, I see BFM is talking bug snacks. It's on PS4 and PC as well. Maybe I will get to play it then.
Cool.
I have a computer.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Sick.
All right.
This is it's the small top 10. We're doing top 10 of Annabelle's jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's time for
five.
Number five, going all the way back to 2010, I have estimated. I got brought along by my sister and her friend for a stint of caravan cleaning. So it was like a rental place where you know people would rent caravans for their weekend trips and then they'd bring them back, and I worked on the team of people that would then clean them and get them ready as fast as we could.
And this is in the positive jobs section? Okay.
Yes, it was great.
Cleaning caravans?
Yeah, the inside of them, not the outside.
What is that? That sounds worse to me. Cleaning metal is so much easier than cleaning upholstery.
Oh, but I really enjoyed it.
Sell it to me.
We got to listen to music. We got to, you know, as a little team, it was me and my sister and her friend. We'd get into a caravan and we'd be like, yeah, let's do it. And we'd listen to cool music. And there were so many cool cleaning products I'd never seen before. And then I was like, it was cool as well because I was like 15 or 16.
Oh,
it was honestly, there was some really good, I was like, wow, this is so clean. It was the first time I was treated as like one of the adults in a job, you know?
That's very cool.
Yeah, that like felt special to me. And I remember that was also my first introduction to the Smoko.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a teen, I got a job at the supermarket and people would keep on leaving. And I'd be like, what is that? Where are you all going all the time? And they're like, Smoko. And I'm like, can I do that? And they're like, do you smoke? And I was like, no, I'm 15. And they're like,
no breaks for you.
Just a Smoko, you can't come. And so actually, to call back to something that happened before, I used to listen to a lot of ska because we worked in the deli bit of the supermarket. So
yeah.
So behind the counter, you can't hear the supermarket music. So we would set up a little stereo, and the person I worked with was big into the Auckland ska scene. Anyway, ooh, sorry, we're talking
amazing.
About the caravan cleaning job. I just remembered ska music again.
Oh, wow. No, that's odd. I feel like we could, yeah, that's sparked a lot of memories.
We've got a message saying, but the caravan beds, though.
It was fine. There was really.
It was fine?
Because we just stripped the beds and there was other people working in the laundry area.
Oh, nice.
I love, there were great systems.
I like people keep trying to catch you out on this job and you're like, no, it was great.
Yeah, no. I did my research, I took notes, and I remember really loving this job and it just went by really quickly. You know, we were doing like full 8 or 9 hour days and it was just like, bam, gone. And I got to like hang out with the cool adults smoking outside and I'd have a cup of tea and a biscuit, you know? And
nice.
I was like, yeah, this is it. This is the life.
Oh, I love that.
I think that's...
That's about it for caravans?
Yeah, it was also, I think it's...
the final fact, caravan fact.
Final fact is it was... Where we did this was in like industrial Christchurch near the airport.
Okay.
It just sets the bleak setting which I had a blast.
For the people who are building a geographical map of Christchurch from this discussion, put that in.
Yeah, Ferrymead and this industrial area, totally opposite sides of Christchurch.
Okay.
Hagley Park's right in the middle.
This is like an algebra problem now.
4.
Number 4.
This number 4, I chose my internship I did at Stuff.
Oh, cool.
Which was an incredible experience. Like, there were definitely a lot
These are just nice jobs now.
Well, yeah. But
okay,
they get
sorry.
Better. Like, now the Stuff one, actually, you know, there were elements of it that wasn't great because working in a newsroom is really stressful.
Yes.
But there were so many freebies. I was there when, like, Krispy Kreme opened, I think.
Oh, that's a good freebie.
And so there was like, I remember there was a few months even where like almost weekly there'd be just free Krispy Kreme donuts. And there was, yeah, and there would, you know, people would send random stuff to the office because, you know, they wanted it reviewed or something like that. And then the people would be like, we've got to free this. And I would say yes to everything immediately.
That's so good.
Yeah, I also, got to hone my After Effects skills there because I spent a lot of time making kind of quite silly animations so that there were videos on every single story, so that, you know, for like ad revenue. And I got to meet Carol Hirschfeld and spend quite a bit of time with her.
Yes, more meeting, more.
Yeah, that's when you were like, does Mike McRoberts return? I was like, no, there's a different, yeah, like same ballpark. And that was really cool. I basically taught her how to record audio and use Audition.
That's really cool.
Yeah, because I got to do the Stuff bulletins, which were their like Alexa radio bulletins. That
yes.
was like kind of, I don't know if people still listen to those. Yeah, so I was that person. I'd get to the Stuff office at like 5:30 a.m. and summarize the news that had happened, like, you know, the most important headlines over the last 12 hours, and then record it and submit it, and people could then wake up and say, Alexa, tell me the news.
What's up, Alexa? What's good? We've got another Christchurch text. Can't beat Chicha Brutalist.
Oh,
Chef's
yeah.
Chef's kiss. And then they've sent a follow-up text to clarify they do mean brutalist architecture and not just like cruelty.
Yeah, true. No fear. There's a lot of both.
Okay, moving on.
Three.
Number three. I worked for 2 years and managed a whiskey bar called The Last Word in Christchurch.
That's pretty good. Real cool.
It was really cool. I learned how to make really cool, snobby cocktails, and there was like hundreds of whiskeys, and I got to learn about them, and I got to work with really cool people.
You're like a lad Bible article.
Oh no. Ask me your whiskey questions, I'll have a go. And also, like, an incredible part of working there was that it went into liquidation while I was there. This is no secret. There's like a stuff article on it. I'm like,
written by you.
No. It happened one day because, like, yeah, my boss kind of just like fled the country.
Oh my goodness.
And then one day we had some lawyers come knock on the door at the bar, and they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to change the locks. And I was like, huh? I was like 2 years into working there and managing it. And it was just, I perform well in situations like that, like of bizarre, yeah.
It's a shame you couldn't get a reference.
Oh, well, then the place got bought. It got, there was a couple of weeks there where I wasn't sure if I had a job, but then, someone bought it, and then I had a job again.
Was this also in Christchurch?
Yes.
Where?
New Regent Street. It still exists, this place, and it's wonderful. There's hundreds of whiskies. It's pretty cool.
The eagle-eared listener will be able to work out where this is. I don't even know where Regent Street is.
New Regent Street's pretty central. It's okay. Near the Margaret Mahe playground.
I'm building a mental picture. I went to Christchurch once to play a gig and then immediately left.
Fair enough.
Once to go to my brother's 21st, and I freaked out because I was 10 and there were strippers.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think I might have gotten drunk. Anyway, number two.
We'll edit it up.
We can, yeah, we'll cut that in post.
So, choosing between two and one was a huge decision. I've come to my final second and first positions. Number two goes to Bombay Butler, which was I worked at Bombay Butler when I was 15 for about a year. It's an Indian restaurant in Christchurch.
Where in Christchurch?
Well, they've got two shops now. Okay. There's one in Sydenham and there's one in Hallswell.
Wonderful.
The reason that really that makes it to number two because I got free curry almost every night.
Delicious.
It was, yeah, so delicious. I would often get mango lassi, just like, you know, left, right and centre.
Double delicious.
The family that owned it were great, and the owner's like one of their kids, he was like my age, and he and I went like parties together.
That's sick.
Yeah, and he and I would like finish working at the restaurant and then we'd both show up to the party smelling like Indian food and everyone be like, where's it? When we were like, we ate it also.
This is big teen movie energy.
It was really, yeah, I really liked working there. And I remember one of my managers was so lovely. I once told her I liked her earrings and she just took them out and gave them to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a loving workplace.
I loved it, yeah. And we'd like, when it was quiet, we'd all peel onions together. And they were all like, they'd all been doing that for much longer than me, so they didn't cry, whereas I would. And they'd always be like, why are you crying? Annabelle's crying, why are you crying? And I was like, ah!
Love that.
It was a wonderful place to work.
This has gotten quite beautiful. I got so used to the terrible, you know, it wasn't Ice Town, Ice Fest.
Ice Fest. Well, it's fun. There's been some, there's Nostalgia Fest, Ice Fest, Kids Fest. It's all the fests I've listed so far.
that I'm really happy that we've got to these good jobs. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is, yeah, I like, there's definitely also some lots of jobs that I've had that were great, but I'm like, I just don't have anything. I'm like, there's nothing to laugh about.
You've had so many jobs. Okay, can you give a rough estimate of overall job number?
I'd say it's close to 20. I didn't include, because I had a couple on here that I then chose to not include, because it wasn't, you know.
Well, now's the time for honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions.
If you want to just shout out a couple by name.
I worked for Gertie's Vintage Clothes, which was on High Street, pre-earthquake. I did a paper round, which was awful. I didn't include that. I only had bad things to say about that. I was 12. I worked at Smash Palace.
Sick.
Yeah. Oh, and I also worked at this like Italian restaurant, like fine dining place in Christchurch, which was run by this incredible German woman called Lisa, who was just, the funniest person to work for of all time. Just really loud swearing in this really fancy restaurant.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Before we get to number one, do you have anything to plug? Can people find your work online?
Yeah, I think I would like to plug probably Sports Team. I'm most invested in that. And
it's good stuff.
Thank you. So we've got an Instagram, Team Sports Team. We don't have Facebook or Twitter, but we also have a YouTube channel, which I'm really pushing to get to 100 subscribers.
I'll subscribe to it, right?
Yeah, because if you get 100 subscribers, you get to have a custom URL.
Oh, that's hot.
So, I know, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have youtube.com/653_
Yeah, no one wants
six,
that.
You know? No.
That's not classic.
No, okay. That's not cool.
Team Sports Team on Instagram and
yes.
Sports Team on YouTube. But with no custom URL yet.
Yeah, I think your best way to find us on YouTube would be to look at some of the Beth's recent videos.
Hot
ass.
Okay.
Juan.
Number one. This should probably get a drum roll too.
All right.
My best job I think I've ever had was I was a life model for like 4 years.
That's so good.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Nude or clothed?
Fully nude. From the
Bold.
Get-go. Yeah.
What was the first time of that like? Because I guess you kind of have to be thrown in the deep end. You can't be like, well, for the first one, I'm going to wear a bra. I'm going to wear a t-shirt for the first one. Like,
no, it was really funny. I think I was, for an 18-year-old, surprisingly chill with just being naked.
Yeah.
And it was just for like one artist. It was just like,
okay,
yeah, because he did he made sculptures all of the time, and he was always looking for new models, and
it's so French, this job.
Yeah, but what made it comfortable was that, and if he is listening, he'd laugh at us, he was so visibly uncomfortable that it made me, I had all the power in the situation. He was so awkward about it and so weird. He, it's great. Yeah, so I loved it. It was so much fun, and it was so silly.
The things you have to do for art.
It was, yeah, and I got like, it was painful sometimes, like holding up one position for like half an hour is really hard. And when I moved up to Auckland, I found a place where I could do life modeling again, and I did it once. Because it was just not as fun, because it was very serious.
Yeah.
Whereas when I did this one-on-one with this artist, it was always just like silly, and he'd play cool music and we'd laugh, and yeah, it was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, and how it happened sounds a little creepy, because another job that I haven't mentioned,
goodness.
I worked at this, at Castles and Sons.
Yeah.
Which was down the road from his studio, and he would come in all the time, and he knew my sister, and he asked her to ask me if I would feel comfortable like modeling for him. And
oh,
I remember
true.
My sister asked me, and she goes, it would just be like topless, it would just be topless. And then the first time I went, it was just like, nah. I was like on my back, legs in the air, like.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Yeah. And it was hilarious. It was just always really funny.
Well, I'm very excited to see what song you've chosen to accompany that image.
Yeah, it might not be an obvious choice, but one of Sam's, the artist, one of his favorite songs that during this time that he used to play a lot was Tinseltown in the Rain by the Blue Nile.
Okay, here we go.
I've seen it all before.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.